CFM.
Get up with Bree and Jaunty.
I don't like to get too lowbrow on this show, Bree, but when something happens, you don't know what lowbrow means.
No.
You know, like talking about farting and,
gotcha.
You know, like, you know, going down that road.
Dirty.
I guess so, yeah. I guess you could call
crude.
It that. But something happened last night. I've got to share it with you.
What happened?
I'm doing a bit of Bikram yoga at the moment. Because I'm a bit of a fitness wanker at the moment.
Look at you. What do you do with your afternoon?
I went down to some Bikram yoga.
I did Bikram yoga and
happy. Did you sit down? Byron was there.
Byron and Christy Show.
I'm actually travelling to Byron this weekend for a yoga retreat.
I am going to Byron this
and
weekend.
And I know you are. That's why I said it.
Anyway, I did Bikram yoga last night. It's the hot yoga at Happy Hot Yoga in Woi Woi there. And I'm there. I'm doing the class. And have you done Bikram?
Once and I hated it.
You don't like the heat? See, I like the heat.
Hated it.
I think
it's a load of phooey.
No, it's good for stretching and stuff. What part of it's phooey?
I just think it's a load of bull where they're like, oh, if you do it in the heat, it gives you this and it does that.
You've done it once.
Yeah, I know. I just don't agree with it.
Anyway, I'm there last night and it's a quiet kind of class because everyone's focusing on what they're doing. And
because it's a yoga class. That's
exactly,
why.
Yeah. So, but it's
not much else to do.
It's dead quiet. And I'm doing the stretch and I'm really pushing myself to do the stretch. And the teacher's sort of focusing on me and she's looking at me and I'm doing this backward bend stretch thing. And she's really going, you know, you can push back further. I'm like, okay, I push back further and we're locking eyes with each other. And as we lock eyes, I push back and...
You sound sick.
That's not actual recording from last night, by the way. That's
are you sure? Because yeah, I've heard yours before and they sound similar.
But it was loud and it was in the class and there was no denying it. Everyone
that's
sort of looked
embarrassing.
My way. I felt embarrassed. I'm leaning back. And... Oh, thanks, Bree. Didn't need a live sound effect.
That was with my hands. Don't say it was a live version.
It was a live version. Yeah, so that happened last night in the class.
Oh,
and that's hard to bounce back from when the class goes for 90 minutes.
Well, that serves you right for going to a Bikram yoga class.
Well, it's hot and it's you're squeezing all the... I'm surprised it doesn't happen more often when you're squeezing, you know, when you're squeezing up everything.
Well, other people aren't animals. They can hold it in.
How long are you meant to hold it in for? 90
That's
minutes.
That's true. I mean, that makes you really sick, can I say?
Yeah, exactly.
No, I went to a movie premiere one night, and if you hold it in for an entire movie, you feel very ill.
Why a whole movie?
Because
the movie's loud with the movie that's on. You can get away at some point,
yeah,
can't you?
Yeah, but I don't trust myself.
You know your track record. Yeah. You could clear the cinema if you wanted
it's
to.
It's not worth the risk.
Get up with Bree and Jaunty.
CFM.
It's been a while since we've had a concert at the Central Coast Stadium, but this man is on the way. Lionel Richie, which is old school, I know.
Yes, very old school.
This is a song we would play in Birthday Banger, is it not?
Yeah, that's the
old
song we play
birthday
in Birthday Banger.
Yes.
Do you have any more Lionel Richie songs?
Yeah. How big was his song?
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, what about his... What about his song Stuck On You? You remember his song Stuck On
You? What the hell is this?
It's Say You Say Me was pretty big.
What about Hello was pretty big, wasn't it?
Yeah.
You know Hello, Bree? Do you want to hear
I
Hello?
Know the good version, which is Adele's.
Oh, here we go. It's me.
Is it me you're looking for?
That's the guy. I
can see. Isn't this used on Anchorman 2?
Is it?
I think so.
I'll see. There you go. That's relevant.
I said to you, there's a lot of people listening right now who would have no idea who that is.
And you've asked for them to call. Morning, Laura.
Morning, Laura.
Hello.
Morning.
Never heard Lionel Richie in your life?
No.
And she's American.
And she's American. How old are you, Laura?
I'm 21.
21. We'll see. There you go. That makes sense.
Well, you didn't specify. I just said people listening to the station.
Yeah, well, you get a 6-year-old call up and say they don't know Lionel Richie. I mean,
well, that's fair enough.
20. Okay, so you've never heard of him, all right?
Well, that's let's good go to Angela in Empire Bay.
Morning.
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 Have you heard of Lionel Richie before?
I
Well, no, but the last name rung a bell. Like, there's this girl named Nicole Richie, and do you remember the voice that had those excellent twin judges?
Yes.
Joel, I think, like, she's married to him. And then I was watching, like, what's his name? Oh, my God, the karaoke guy. And he had some guy stuck on the ceiling with him. So I don't know, but it's, like, starting to sound really familiar.
Okay.
I love that she knows who Nicole Richie is.
That's his daughter.
His daughter. Yeah.
Who's married to one of the Madden brothers.
Exactly.
Bessie's at Paris Hilton. It was Paris and Nicole did the little...
Yeah, that's right. That's the one. Well, that's where people might know her from, and that's her dad.
There's the point being made.
Are you telling me you don't know the song Truly?
You're not making it better. You're making it worse.
I don't care. I'm still doing this. Lionel
update. Here we go.
This is for fans of the Lionel update.
I knew this was coming.
You knew this was coming?
Go on.
Oh, don't just sit back and have a drink of your tea while I do this myself.
I know what's coming.
But here's the thing, all right? So Lionel Richie, if you know who he is, he made an announcement. He gave us a shout-out. He said, Central Coast, I'm coming for you.
You could tell he had no idea where he was talking about.
I've got that announcement. But they also recorded another version with Yenda Lee from Bingley. Lionel.
Yes.
They both got together and they did an announcement together. But they weren't happy with it, so it hasn't been played anywhere until now. I've tracked down the audio.
Of course you have.
Let's keep in mind we have no production guy here, so this is just me.
I like how you already set it up for disaster. Like you don't even back your own work.
Lower your expectations a lot, guys.
That's what people do listening to this show anyway.
And get ready. Yeah, exactly. So you're used to it by now. Lionel Richie's announcement, guys. I've got it for you here.
Okay.
With Yenda Lee. From Bingley.
Hello, Central Coast of Australia. It's Lionel Richie.
Wow.
And I just love Australia so much, and I'm so excited.
Why?
To bring my All the Hits show to your beautiful stadium on the Gosford Riverfront.
What's this?
For the very first time.
I like the sound of that.
I'm going to bring some of my dear friends with me.
That's a great deal.
Chic, featuring Nile Rodgers.
I'm listening.
It's really going to be something very special.
Yes.
And we're going to have a great, great night together.
Yes, you better believe it.
I'll see you there in October.
I like the sound of that.
Love you so much, you guys.
Lano.
There's the announcement, Bree. See, they're
That's
coming.
That's a way Yenda, more interesting one.
Yenda Lee and Lionel Richie.
I'd love to see that last. Show.
Together at last. Is that not the best Lionel update I've delivered?
That's the best one.
Yeah, it
I
is.
I will give it to you.
Nailed it.
Yes.
Nailed Definitely, it. By far.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi. CFM.
Bree and Gaunzi. Fresh meat Friday.
Here it is.
The noises in that just make it.
Chopping up the meat. Eating the meat.
Very squelchy.
Squelching the meat. Making love to the meat.
It's a nice and easy game to win yourself some meat from Singo's this morning. All you got to do is tell us if the celebrity is a veggio or not.
It's last man standing too, so we've had a couple of times where the last person just comes on in and gets it for doing nothing.
Swoops it all.
All right, so who can get to the third celebrity is the question. Letitia's in Hamlin Terrace. Morning, Tish.
Morning.
Hello.
You'd love yourself some meat?
Oh, yes.
Yeah,
don't we all, Tish? All right.
Good luck.
Letitia, your celebrity this morning. Are they a meat eater or not? Ellie Goulding. Meat eater or not?
Not.
You're going to say she's a vegetarian?
Yeah, vegetarian?
Yes.
The all answer right. is...
Let's check in.
Vegetarian.
Well done.
Nice work, First Letitia. Point. Nice work.
Well done.
You're one down. Here comes number two. What did you just press again?
It's my vegetarian button. So whenever something goes down, I just push the vegetarian button. It's
vegetarian.
The vegetarian alarm. You know, like when one of the promo girls who's a veggie walks into the studio, Mez, she walks into the studio and then this happens.
Vegetarian.
And we're like, we don't even know where that came from.
Don't vegetarians like to tell you too? Jeez, they're quick.
Leave them alone.
They're quick to
Come
tell
on.
You.
Come on.
They're quick.
All right, Letitia. Number two, Harry Styles. Is he a vegetarian or not?
Ooh.
No, he's a meat eater.
You're going to say he's a meat eater?
Harry loves the meat. Let's check in.
Meat eater.
Oh.
You're two from two so far.
Ripping that up.
Just announced his big arena tour this morning.
Tickets on sale soon.
All right. For the win this morning, Letitia, the last celebrity, Jay-Z. Is he a meat eater or not?
Ooh.
He's a meat eater.
He's a meat eater,
Jay-Z. You're going with meat eater.
For sure.
It's the music special this morning. We've had all musical artists. If you get this wrong, Justin, who has done nothing, is going to come in and take this pack off you.
Oh, no.
Yeah, he will swoop in and take it all.
You excited, Justin?
Definitely.
Do you think Jay-Z is a meat eater or do you think he's a vegetarian?
A vegetarian.
Oh, no. It's torn.
Let's check in. What is Jay-Z?
Vegetarian.
Oh, no.
He's done the swoop. Justin with the win. We've never had anyone go three from three yet.
We haven't.
No, so.
And Jay-Z's actually a vegan.
He's a vegan, is he?
So he's one step further.
I wouldn't pick Jay-Z as a vegan.
I reckon Beyonce and Jay-Z both vegans.
Okay, got him into it. Letitia, hold the line. You played a good game. We're going to get you tickets. Do you want to go to Havana Brown this weekend?
Oh, hell yeah.
There you go.
Nice work, Tish.
Thank you, guys.
Sorry, I cut you off. $50 at Singo's is coming your way, though, Justin, for
nice
doing
work.
Nothing, mate. Well done.
Thank you. Nah, I just did a Bradbury there.
You did too.
Pulled a Bradbury.
Stephen Bradbury.
I'd love to get that guy on the show.
Stephen Bradbury?
Yeah, just to see what he's doing.
Nick Kelly.
I'll work on it, guys.
Do you know who that is?
Yeah,
the guy that won the skating thing.
He's got the same colour hair as him.
Oh, yeah, you got the spine. You're receding like him.
I'm not young.
You're receding like...
I had an idea last night to shave my head.
Ooh.
Do it.
Don't do it.
I kind of want to.
Nah. Wouldn't sue you. Fresh.
Pretend like you got nits and then you had to shave.
Fresh, full of flavour and great value. That's why we switched to Singo's Meats.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
CFM. Nothing annoys me more as to when you're driving in traffic and you see someone trying to text and drive right next to you.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like you look at them and you think, you're putting my life in danger and your life right now and everyone else around you. Like, it just really ticks me off. And this was really interesting to me to see that Apple is putting something in place in the new update, the next update for the iPhone, that's maybe going to get rid of that.
Oh, cool. Well, that's
so,
cool.
So, yeah, this is really interesting, actually.
I know. Now, look, can I just say, do you think this will steer people away from the Apple phone a little bit? I know it's wrong to do, but I dare say a lot of people still do it.
Yeah, well, who knows? Maybe. But Apple is about to introduce a new iPhone update that will block every text message to your phone whilst you're driving. So you're not going to be able to get any text messages until the car is stopped.
What if it's an emergency? Someone's trying to get in touch with you.
How often is there a massive emergency when you're driving?
I don't know. An emergency can happen at any time. I understand not being able to... maybe open your phone while the car's moving, but to not be able to receive a text message if it's an emergency.
I think it's, though, that if you see something, it's that kind of, you know, when you look at it, if you see it, you're going to want to pick it up no matter what. But they're saying that as soon as you connect, so it's going to be for the new iOS 11 update, and it will be called Do Not Disturb While Driving. But essentially, you will have the option of putting this on your phone or not.
Right.
So you'll have the option of whether you want to implement this feature on your phone.
It's not like that horrible U2 album that they force us to have.
No, so
like,
it's not that. It'll be an option you can have on your phone. So if you know you've got a problem with texting and driving, you can implement this on your phone. So as soon as your car is connected via Bluetooth or a cable, the phone will automatically block any type of notifications to your phone.
Oh, that's a good thing.
Yeah. So also, I was reading as well, it's not going to affect Apple Maps and the navigation system.
Well, the maps is an interesting one because whenever I get in the car, it knows I've just got in the car and tells me how far it is to my destination. How does it know I'm in the car?
I know.
Literally just sit down.
Well, it connects to your Bluetooth.
Is that what it is?
That's what it is.
Not as magical as I thought.
You're like, that's ruined it.
Oh, that's a letdown then.
But it does say that once you start driving, this feature will implement that you won't be able to change the destination and you won't be able to change anything whilst you're driving. So once you put the address in, when you've stopped, you can't touch it when you're driving.
Are you going to do it?
To be honest, I don't use my phone when I'm driving anyway.
Never.
I talk on the phone because I've got Bluetooth, which I have the capability of picking it up off my steering wheel. But no, I don't text and drive.
Mm.
One of my my friends, who was pretty much like a really, really good family friend of ours, he had a really bad car accident probably, it'd be like 7 years ago now, and they don't know exactly what was going on, but it was probably due to being on the phone or like texting or whatever, and it just goes to show how much in the instant second it can change your whole life.
There's also that video, remember, I think it was last year, where they sat down and the people that they sat down with, they didn't know that she was the her partner had passed away, like had died in a car accident.
She was in the car with her mum and dad, and she was on the way home from her graduation, and a car that was, the guy was texting and he got distracted and had to swerve, and this other truck had to swerve because the car swerved into him. That truck then ran into her parents' car, killed both of her parents, and left her fully, she had a lot of injuries from that car accident.
It's a confronting video.
Super confronting. But, yeah, good to see that Apple's taking some sort of initiative to maybe give people the option or maybe help people along if you know you've got a problem.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
CFM.
How you feeling, Bree?
I feel sick.
You've got watermelon in hand. It's been taking over the internet this week. Ladies.
There she is.
There's the baby
My
right there.
My competitor this morning.
Don't be too friendly with it. You're going to crush that thing.
Oh, don't you worry. That's what I like to get them into, a false sense of security.
Between your legs.
And then crush it.
Like you do with
most people.
Partners and stuff. Yeah. So we've got here a Facebook group called Girls. And
which is where it all started.
It's where it all started. They crush the watermelon between their legs, Bree. Just to empower women.
It's all about the celebration of the girls and what we can do. What we can do with our thighs, not to mention everything else.
The founder of that group is Courtney Olsen. They call her the Watermelon Girl, which is a name they would have thought of for a very long time. And she joins us on the show right now. Good morning.
Morning.
Courtney.
Hey, fam. Okay, look, I'm tripping balls. Where did you get that song from that you just played?
Sisters are doing it for themselves.
I asked Gaunzi to get it for me.
Was it just like coincidence, or did you know that I came out to that song lip syncing to the conference we just had?
Oh, really?
In Las Vegas.
Oh, you walked out to that song?
Where? I have goosebumps all up and down my arms, and it's hot as hell here right now in America.
Does that mean you feel good about this morning then?
I do. I feel really good. And Gaunzi, you're fired, mate. You're the worst coach ever.
Where has this come from?
You sit in the bench, homeboy.
Where has this come from?
I heard your little pep talk.
Courtney.
Putting all the pressure on.
Come on. We need to be on the same page here, Courtney. I'm on your side here. I want Bree to crush this watermelon.
I want to see you both do it. I want to see you do it, Gaunzi.
It's not for me.
You can't because you smash your balls. Exactly.
Yeah, he's got to take care of the family jewels.
Yeah, I'm not going to risk that. I need that. I need both of them, actually, not just that.
Courtney.
Can I, just quickly, Courtney, can I play you some audio? Because as a coach, I did get Bree here to have a crack at a rock melon. And I just want to, I just want you to hear her attempt. This is Bree having a crack at that. Here we go. You've got this. You've got it.
Come on! Went too hard.
You went too hard?
I think I went too hard.
Were you even
close? I think I busted the poo-poo valve.
She gave it her all, and that's all I asked. So,
can you please tell me, Courtney, that the watermelon would be easier than a rock melon or a dew melon?
You know, I've done a rock melon once, and those are hit and miss. So I just got to ask, do you know where your watermelon came from?
Gaunzi, where did it come from?
The supermarket.
I mean, like, was it overseas? Was it grown in Australia?
I don't know. I haven't even looked in that. What I do know, Courtney, is I went into the supermarket. I asked for whole watermelons, and then myself and the lady that works there, we felt each one, and we went with the one we felt was crushable.
Courtney, do you think this one sounds crushable?
Yeah.
Yes. 100%. Okay, 100%. I like those odds.
Bree, do you have kids?
No, not yet.
No kids?
No kids.
Not yet? Well, this would be great preparation for you.
Oh, God.
Just remember.
Oh, my Lord. Can you please give me some tips? Any tips,
What's
Courtney?
Your big tip?
Absolutely. We push babies out of there. It's all mental. It's all a mind game. So as long as your watermelon didn't come from Mexico, where they're crossbred with gourds, so they stay stronger, then you have a great chance of smashing it.
I would say they're Aussie grown. I would say that's Aussie grown.
Okay.
Yeah, that's an Australian watermelon.
Homegrown, mate.
Yeah, homegrown.
Apparently they've pumped heaps of water into this one.
All right.
It sounds doable. Okay, so you want to get it as close to your body as possible. So it's like with arm wrestling. You know, you want to have your arm as close to your core as possible.
So right up in my crotch?
That's where the power is. Yeah, yeah, get it in.
Got it?
Get it in, yeah. Get it in, yeah. Get it as close as possible, and you want to sit on your butt. I mean, there's different ways you can do it, but if you sit on your butt and you're going to lift your hips up off the ground, that's really important.
Okay.
So you want to just think of pow, you know, popping pow. Gandhi in the face.
Pow.
With your hip. Bam.
Lock my ankles together. Pow.
Yeah, pop me in the face,
yep.
She said.
Yep.
Bang.
Pow.
Bang.
Yep. Make sure you have shoes on.
Okay.
So, you know, crush your feet together. You're not smashing bone on bone, so have your shoes on.
Okay.
And as you said, I heard in the last video, you thought you maybe crushed a poop valve or something like that. That's what I want you to do.
Busted the poo-poo valve.
The poo-poo valve. That's it.
Yeah.
Tighten it up, squeeze it in, and you've got so many muscles down there. And I just want you to close your eyes and visualize that thing exploding. Think of, like, your mom. You might have a great relationship with your mom. Some of us do. Some of us don't. Somebody that deserves a pow, right?
Okay, gotcha.
Your mother-in-law, I don't know, your mother-in-law.
Who would that be, Bree? Would that be?
Oh, I can think of someone. Yeah.
Who would it be? Give it to us.
Yeah?
Tell us. Who's between your legs?
Oh, God.
No, I'm just saying, who you cry?
Oh, whoa.
No, give us someone.
Maybe an ex.
An ex, okay. An ex. All right.
That's right.
Next on the show, this goes down. Courtney, I want you to stick around for this. I want to see if this can be done.
I can't wait.
And if we just get Bree being
sure
a...
Make sure you stretch.
Stretch, okay.
Stretch, okay.
Get her to stretch.
I'm going
to
stretch. What should I stretch mainly?
Your groin.
Okay.
I'll do that in the break.
More tips in the break, and we come back. Bree's going to crush this watermelon. Let's do it. You can do it, Bree.
Or attempt.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi. CFM.
It's the moment of truth, Bree.
I'm so nervous. Like, I don't think I've ever been this nervous on this show.
I'm nervous for you because I really want this achievement. This could be one of the greatest achievements this show's ever done.
It really could be. We could put this on our
With
billboard.
Very little training, you are about to attempt crushing a watermelon between your legs. The lady who's going to help you get there is Courtney Olsen. She started this craze online. From the Facebook group Girls, and she's still with us. Court, how are you feeling? Do you think Bree's going to get this thing over the line?
I'm feeling super pumped up.
Okay.
I'm, yeah, 100%.
Courtney said to me off air,
she's
which,
got this.
Keep in mind, Courtney is a bodybuilder. Myself, I'd say yep. Not so much. She said sometimes she can't even do it.
Really?
On occasion. And I was on national television in front of Simon Cowell, and I had 10 and was supposed to do them in a minute, and I did one. And that's when I found out you don't want to get him from Mexico. Yeah.
I bet Simon Cowell wasn't very forgiving.
Well, we could potentially...
You know what? He was really nice. I was shocked.
We could potentially trump your embarrassment here because Bree could just essentially be sitting there squirming.
Oh,
sorry, I'm meant to be your coach, aren't I?
You're meant to be encouraging.
But I'm just saying, potentially you could be sitting there just going,
that's true. Courtney, I have one more question.
Yeah.
I have one more question, Courtney. Yeah. Should I hold the watermelon with like the top of it raising to the roof or how should I hold it?
Try either way. If you don't get it that direction, flip it the other direction, turn it halfway clockwise. You know, it might just need a different angle.
Okay.
And sometimes you don't get it in the first one, so don't stop. Just go at it a different angle. Take a breath, regroup, and say, you know what?
You've got this.
I'm going to smash it.
Lucky Courtney's here.
You've got it, Bree. I'm feeling it today. I'm feeling it. Facebook Live right now on the CFM Facebook page. You can take a look. The moment of truth.
Okay, should I get into it?
Get down in position, Bree. We've got the tarp. We've got the watermelon.
It's happening.
Oh,
you've got this.
Here we go.
Okay, hold on.
Remember that extra space.
All right.
Remember the extra space, Bree. Oh, boy. I'm nervous for you. Come on.
All right. Currently putting it between my legs. I'm getting into position.
Get it up there.
All right. I'm getting up there, Courtney.
It's up there, Court.
Getting it up there.
All
okay.
Right.
She said, picture someone you hate, Bree, and squash their head between your legs.
All right. Are we ready?
We are ready.
Yes.
Here's my first attempt.
First attempt.
Give it everything you got.
Give it.
It popped out. It popped out the top.
Oh, she's done it!
Oh, she has crushed it. Yeah, you did.
Oh, I got so excited. My headphones have come off.
Well done, Bree.
Girl power. I've got a lot of juice all up in my crotch.
That is unbelievable.
You make a margarita with that and do
Look,
something with it.
I completely crushed it in half, Courtney.
Of course you did. Was there ever any doubt?
Oh, darn.
I can't believe I just did that. I feel so empowered.
Isn't it great?
That is amazing.
Come at me. Come at me.
Courtney.
I'm gonna bust your head.
Just quickly, because this is one of the great achievements of the Bree and Gaundy show.
Oh,
can I get a little bit of love for the coach? My coaching this week.
You did great.
Oh, yes. I won her over.
I was just ruffling the feathers.
You were just getting us fired up is all you were trying to do.
If you missed that.
Well done.
If you missed it and you think there was any doubt. Go look at the Facebook Live video. Yeah. I can't believe
I
just did that.
Go check it out. I'm so proud of you. You guys, it was great.
Thank you so much, Courtney. I really appreciate it.
Man, that's good stuff. That is good stuff.
Yeah.
Get up with Bree and Gaundy.
CFM. Display Power Group. Power up your business branding. And see how 2016 Bank of the Year, Greater Bank, helps customers realise their dreams at greater.com.au/here's how. CFM's Best of the Coast.
Votes in the thousands.
People have already been messaging the Facebook page asking, what was best gym? And I said, hang tight, we haven't announced it yet.
Well, today's that day.
It's come.
And you've got the top five best gyms as voted by Central Coast CFM listeners.
Here we go. The top five. Mingara 1. Great gym.
Good facility.
F45 Gosford.
Represent Jack Colreevy. That's where I go.
Rashi Wearer.
Yeah.
Impact Erina.
Impact made the top five. Yep. Nice work.
Great gym.
Cool.
All Sorts in Wyong. And Active Fitness Doylson.
Active Fitness in Doylo, okay.
They're the top five this morning for right. Best gym on the coast.
You ready?
I'm ready.
Let's do it.
Best gym.
2017.
Votes are in.
Do you like how I do this every time?
I love the build-up.
Gotta do it. Best gym, as voted by the Central Coast people, is Active Fitness in Doylson!
Active Fitness.
They've taken it out this morning.
And looking at the votes, they had a runaway lead, didn't they?
A massive runaway lead. They did very well.
Almost double.
Yes.
What most people got. So that is a standout winner right there.
Yeah, and I've heard a lot of people say great things about this gym. So great, great work from those guys.
Congratulations. Hey, Asha, how are you going?
Good morning. We're over the moon this morning. We couldn't be more excited.
Congratulations. Best gym on the coast and runaway votes too. You were way out in front.
Oh, awesome. Yeah, awesome. Thanks so much. Yeah, all of our members were jumping on board. They were so excited to be a part of it.
What makes Active Fitness in Doylson such a great gym to go to?
It's definitely the people. So it's the culture, it's the vibe that we have. We're a really family-orientated gym. So we've got kids programs that we run. We've got over 50s programs that we run. And everything in between. So,
can you train? Can you train people to crush a watermelon between their thighs? That's what I want to know.
We're working on it at the moment in our bar attack class. That is the goal.
Really? Well, I can come out and give a class if you'd like. I just did it on air.
Yeah, as I heard. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
It is empowering. I'm sure your clients there would love it if they can achieve that. But
they
would. You're in the running to get the $2,500 business account set up, all thanks to Greater Bank. So good luck with that.
Yep. Thank you so much.
And congrats again. Best gym on the Central Coast official. And you can see how 2016 Bank of the Year Greater Bank helps customers realise their dreams at greater.com.au/here's how.
We've got a whole heap more to go next week as well. Best of. What have we not crowned yet?
We got best night spot on the coast, which I think happens on Tuesday after the long weekend. Best beach.
And also best customer service.
Yeah.
Which is going to be a real good one.
So they're all the categories we're going to do next week.
Get up with Bree and Gaundy.
CFM.
Bree and Gaundy. Weekly Rap.
All right, Jack the Rapper is here with us this morning. Morning, Jack.
Morning. Good morning. You guys have been trying to avoid me. It's been a while since I've spoken to you both.
Yeah, it's been a little while.
Yeah.
We've been busy. You've been busy.
Who let you in here? Because we strictly said do not let Jack the Rapper
in. Security. Security.
No, it's good to have you back on the show. We've been playing the raps, but having crossed paths.
Yes, that's true.
But you're here with us this week, and you've got a wrap for us this week, where we wrap up the biggest weekly topics of the week, and it's been a big week of world news.
It has been. It's been big. Some horrible news actually coming out of the UK. And you came to us and you said you'd like to do a bit of a tribute to the UK and the people who unfortunately lost their lives in those attacks.
Yeah, I was up watching the Manchester concert live, and I was like truly moved by it, and the positivity and everyone joining together, and especially seeing like the cops dancing with the kids. It was just such a moving moment for me. And don't get me wrong, there have been some interesting stories this week. However, none with as much gravity as this, the what has been happening in the last couple of weeks. So that's why I wanted to do the full wrap on what's been going on in the last couple of weeks in regards to these attacks.
All right, must have been a tough one for you to do, mate, to put together. But here it is, Jack's tribute to the UK with the weekly wrap.
In a delicate time, proper divide. Racism is alive and terror trying to thrive. These feelings that brew inside when the world unified during one love, Manchester brings tears to your eyes. So we ask why, we try to comprehend. Work hand in hand, head down, hoping it'll end. But as the months go on, tensions become stronger. Understand these emotions brewing, but don't put it wrong. We should all belong. I dedicate this song to the victims, the friends and family. You gotta be strong. I know it's scary and the future's looking bleak. With Manchester, London and Melbourne all within reach. All within reach, all within breach. It is less a rap and more so a speech. With anxiety, the weight of the world bearing you down. We can all combat these terrorists with a smile or a frown. We can let them create hate and generate a state of mind where we find us discriminating. It is bait for them to pick at the peak to manipulate. Get them tricked to join, they use hate to create hate. So let's educate and spread love to brothers and sisters across the water, all the above. So when push comes to shove, I don't mean to repeat, but one love, where is the love that will compete?
Get up with Bree and Gaunzy.
CFM.